L.A. rapper Kendrick Lamar released a new album on Friday called Damn. It's his fourth album in the last 5 years. It's a mix of spiritual and political. Reviewer Oliver Wang says it strengthens Kendrick Lamar's claim to be his generation's greatest rapper alive. Is it
wickedness? Spoiler alert, Damn opens with Kendrick Lamar narrating his own death at the hands of a blind assailant.
You've lost your life. Is it
wickedness? This isn't the first time Lamar's used a gunshot to cut off a song or stanza. And as he reminds us, violent ends can come unexpectedly, especially if you're young, black, and male.
I probably die anonymous. I probably die with promises. I probably die walking back home from the candy house. I probably die because these colors are standing out.
It's no coincidence that Lamar decided to release Damn on Good Friday, a day meant to mark the death of the righteous at the hands of tyrants. Throughout the album, Lamar interweaves the spiritual with the political in verses redolent with biblical references to the wages of sin and the blood of innocence.
Hail Mary, Jesus and Joseph, the great American flag is wrapped and dragged with explosives. Composed of disorder, sons and daughters, barricaded blacks and borders. Look what you taught us, it's murder on my street, your street, back streets, Wall Street, corporate offices, banks, employees, and bosses with homicidal thoughts, Donald Trump's in office.
The album's 14 songs are all titled with brief concepts, such as feel, loyalty, and pride. Lamar uses them to explore conflicts and contradictions, both within the soul and society. It's an introspective effort, reflected in the somber soundtrack, and a stark contrast to the torrent of creative intensity that flooded across his much-lauded 2015 album, To Pimp a Butterfly. On Damn, Lamar's focus wraps inward, tight and layered like a ball of rubber bands.
Hell-raising, whale-chasing, new worldly possessions. Flesh-making, spirit-breaking, which one would you listen? The better part, the human heart, you love them or dissect them. Happiness or flashiness, how do you serve the question? See, in the perfect world, I would be perfect world.
The rapper's wordplay has always been intricate, but he's finding new ways to push its limits. He plays with super-stacked rhyming couplets, constantly modulates his voice and pacing, and furthers his reputation as one of hip-hop's most vivid storytellers.
Small-town hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony Rang, the first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang.
Many people, myself included, believed a rumor that Easter Sunday would bring a second album. It didn't, but the collective anticipation captures how much Lamar has electrified the music community. There's a real yearning for artists of his stature to speak truth to power, especially at a time when the powerful are not always truthful. Kendrick Lamar isn't here to provide relief or distraction. His anxieties and unease mirror our own, and his struggles towards salvation and redemption exhort us to do the same work, lest we perish in a damnation of our own making.
I'm not a politician. I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite. Don't call me black no more.
Reviewer Oliver Wang is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and author of the book Legions of Bloom.
And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get. Yeah.